just wearing on us. We have the lead. This is back-to-back games on this road trip where we led for more than our opponent has. We had the lead for 21 minutes. They had the lead for 13, and the rest of the time it was tied. So you'd like to win the game. We're just when our guys get late in the rotations, we're really struggling. We struggle with consistency. You know, once somebody's 5-6 minute rotation's up, we're stretching that because we have to 7, 8, 9. Some of these guys are barely going off the floor, and it's you know, it's problematic. We're not able to sustain, and that's just kind of where we're at right now. We're trying to think, is it a conditioning issue? You know, what is the issue? Well, I mean, we have, four of the guys on our team are almost four in the top 10 of the MIAA in minutes played. They're playing too many minutes, but there's nobody else to put in. We're out of scholarship players, so we're going to ask them to sustain longer. We're going to continue to have it. You know, it's a double-edged sword because you want to compete more and make them play and get in shape and practice. Well, now you're also putting them into a volatile spot. So we're just trying to figure out what buttons to push on these guys to get them to go. They've been dealt in unfair hands. I thought, we won 9 in a row, and I don't know if it was fool's gold. I don't know if it, I'm trying to pinpoint the difference between then and right now, other than teams are getting better, other teams are getting healthier, better, having continuity, and we're not. Again, Drew Tenniel out of the lineup again tonight after coming back, and Tay played really hard. He tried to play through. He tweaked his knee a little bit there late again, but he played through. So, we'll keep working with him.